Hi, sweethearts. What are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed?
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for, huh?
What are you waiting for?
This is what you've been waiting for.
What are you waiting for?
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Sonny, you're on the air.
Absolutely. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 612. Great to be with you like always. 45 degrees, cloudy skies in the Tri-Cities. And we are back, man, after a nail-biter in Seattle. The Seahawks and the Rams. Seahawks now are the number one seed. This is awesome.
How did that happen?
They got their playoff.
How do you come from behind like that?
They did. It was amazing. It was like, and people are like, I could imagine our buddy AJ's was in the crowd over there last night. I don't know if he made it back over the pass because the passes have been closed and stuff. But man, for those at the game, must have had a great time. Just even from the couch, it looked amazing.
Don't leave. You never know what's going to happen.
I really believe that they got a real good shot. I don't want to jinx it, because if I say the big game, it'll jinx it. But I'm thinking they got a great shot at it. So if you watched the game last night, it was absolutely fantastic. And congrats to the Seahawks.
Pretty amazing.
Nice job. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's amazing. All right, we're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems coming up in just a little bit, Nashville news. And let's just get your day started. How about that, Patty?
Let's go. It's the last day of the work week.
It is. Let's go. 102.7 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Thank you, guy. Patty, thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. Appreciate you this morning. It's 6:22, right now 44 degrees and cloudy skies. Not as windy and breezy and wet and soggy as it was.
I'm grateful for that, because yesterday all I heard about was, you know, people were spitting out
Ellensburg. Well, and then you got to look the other direction for Cabbage Hill, all the way from Pendleton to Ontario.
Totally shut down.
Yeah, totally shut down. So if you're going to Baker City, you're going to LeGrand, all that, you weren't going to get there yesterday. Uh-uh. Not with the craziness over there. So, yeah, a lot of spin outs, a lot of roadway conditions. Be aware of that. Always know before you go. Check out the KORD mobile app. We always have the updates for you right there. You know, it is winter around these parts in the Tri-Cities. So what's the weather and temperature like today where you're at? I know that we've got a bunch of great listeners. That's going to be our Facebook fun. So
look at people chiming in already. 43 in Wallula.
Wallula, yay. Good morning, Wallula. See, look at that. We love that.
Well, so we've got 44 here.
Yeah, we
mostly
got
mostly cloudy.
Yeah, mostly cloudy skies. But if you're listening in Ritzville, or if you're in Othello, if you're Moses Lake, down there in Walla Walla, even up to the Yakima Valley, you guys up there. Yep.
I'm grateful it's nice and mild here.
Yeah.
But I guess that doesn't mean I guess it does mean we're not gonna have any snow for Christmas.
There's a chance of rain. But I always say this, is this the calm before the storm? Because normally, if it's this mild, I'm like, oh, geez, January.
I'll be honest, I don't mind it, because usually I'm in Mexico this time of year.
Right.
Usually I'm somewhere warm on a beach.
But, you're pretty close to it right now.
I'll be warm out of Columbia, right?
Exactly, you're pretty close to it right now. So there you go, that'll be the Facebook fun. It's winter here in the Tri-City. Where's the weather and temperature like today where you're at? We want to know. Chime in on the Facebook. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Old Dominion, Hotel Key, 637, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD, 45 degrees, cloudy skies.
Did you say 45 degrees?
I did say 45 degrees. I think my mouth, my tongue, and my lips got moving too quick.
Your mouth gets ahead of what you're reading.
I was checking out this really cute video of my dog Roxy, who had got groomed, and
just recently?
No, this is a couple years ago.
Okay.
And so I was looking up at that, and then I looked down to talk. You know how it works like that.
I do. My gosh,
you know, I mean, I don't know.
You're trying to multitask.
I shouldn't be. I should be concentrating, as they would say. The consultant would be saying, why is he not focused on the show? Okay, sorry. It was a cute dog video. All right. What's going on in Nashville, Patty?
All right. We're going to start with Riley Green. He is confirming his acting debut is coming soon. While he's not quite actually allowed to divulge all the details just yet, he did say, I guess I'm allowed to say that I've done some acting, and it's a show. Riley said fans can expect the TV show to air soon. Meanwhile, Hulu is developing also an unnamed series inspired by Miranda Lambert's music with Sony Pictures Television, described as Big Little Lies gone honky-tonk.
Oh.
The show centers on a complicated friendship as one woman helps the other flee an abusive marriage and an attempt at a at a fresh start in a small Texas town filled with secrets. Miranda Lambert is set to be executive producer of the show as she heads into the 68th Grammys with 4 nominations, including Best Contemporary Country Album for Postcards from Texas, Best Country Song for As a Writer for A Song to Sing.
Good song.
Yeah, her recent work also earned nominations for Best Country Duo Group Performance for A Song to Sing with Chris Stapleton and Trailblazer with Reba and Lainey Wilson. And then yesterday, the news came down that Tennessee Governor Bill Lee announced he's going to issue 33 pardons, including one for one Jason DeFord, a.k.a. Jelly Roll. He received a full pardon for a pair of 2010 felony convictions in Davidson County. The governor said, "It was evident to me that this is a man who should get a pardon. While the pardon will not wipe out his, you know, wipe his record completely clean, it is a prerequisite for getting his record expunged."
Nice.
Finally, Carly Pierce is sharing a Christmas memory.
"I remember wanting this three-story Barbie house that was three times the size of me. And I remember getting a note from Santa that he was trying to get it up on the roof and it fell off the roof and it was broken. So they were going to send another one. And really the real story years later I found out is it didn't come in time. So they made up a really great story, but it was the best gift ever."
I can totally relate to that. My friend Kim Wagner had all the Barbies.
Yeah, she had the hookup.
She did. Those are your trending headlines.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Three, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty, good morning to you. Happy Friday. Welcome to it. We are so ready for the weekend. I know that the holidays are around the corner. Hard to imagine that Christmas is already next week, Patty.
I can't believe it. I got home yesterday. There was a big old package on the doorstep, and it was Chicago pizzas.
Okay.
Sent from the in-laws.
Very cool.
What the heck?
That's cool. So there you go. And then you've been sending stuff out left and right, because you said Harry and David's, right?
That's my go-to.
That's your go-to. That's your go-to.
Everybody's gifts were delivered.
Well, if you've got the KORD mobile app, don't forget Light Up Tri-Cities is going on. $500 up for grabs of those great decorations, thanks to Campbell and Company. And also, if you're out there speeding, guess what?
Are you talking about that? That Richland has a problem. For whatever reason, you know, we got the bypass there, and people act like it's the,
it's the Indy 500.
I don't know why they do it, but we do. We have an issue with people speeding. So on Keene Road, there were a couple of vehicles speeding. Well, they got one of them. 79 miles
That's
per
crazy.
Hour they were clocked
That's
at.
That's crazy.
Well, car was impounded, and the person, you got caught, popped for reckless driving.
I was thinking about it this morning coming down 395 because right there's a 35 zone right there from like Fred Meyer's all the way down to Starbucks there. And normally sometimes there's a cop sitting there, right?
Yeah.
Well, some guy went zipping by me and I was doing probably five over.
Okay.
And then this guy just went zipping by. And I'm like, man, where's the state trooper sitting there that usually sitting there? Especially in the morning, he wasn't there, but it's like, yeah, it's like, they got to just slow it down.
I don't know. When I'm coming in on 240 and I'm going 60, I learned my lesson.
Yeah. You got pulled over by the WSPO out there. Yeah.
Not once, but twice. Yeah, exactly. When I first got back to town. First time she let me go.
Right.
Right. She goes, well, you know, it's 60. And you have to remember on 182, it's 70.
Right.
And then on 240, it is 60.
Right, and then they sit there, or sometimes they sit there. But I always laugh. The times when I want them there, they're not there. Of course, this guy just went ripping by. He's like, what?
But I don't know. People are in such a hurry. I'm like, really? You're going 80 on 240?
Yeah.
But slow it down. You deserve to get a ticket.
Oh yeah, big tickets, big tickets.
Really, on Keene Road though, over by Yokes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, that's so windy. That's what's so weird about that Keene Road. It's just a windy that can get so windy out there. So, all right. Well, you can check out the article and more. We got it posted for you. Also, all those great contests online for you right now on the KORD mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Country, it's 1027 KORD. 708, you got Rick, you got Patty, 45 degrees, part of cloudy skies. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Well, it is time for Other People's Problems this morning, brought to you by our friends right there at Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What is going on with Debbie here?
Rick, Patty, I was called a cop out yesterday because I bought gift cards for everyone for Christmas. My sister says a gift card is the most unthoughtful gift you can buy for anyone. She says it takes no effort and says you really just don't care. I disagree. I think a gift card is great because the recipient can buy whatever they want with it. Which side of the fence are you on? Hers or mine? Debbie in Walla Walla.
You know, we just had a recent survey that I think people talked about. More and more and more people want gift cards because they can take, like, say it's Amazon, let's say it's whatever it is, Target. You can go pick what you want rather than trying to do a shot in the dark. Right, Patty?
I agree with Debbie. You can buy whatever you want. I don't think a gift card is... says you don't care. I think it says you do. I think quite the opposite.
I think it's interesting because both my sons are now adults. My oldest, Logan, is going to be 32, and then my youngest, Kyron, is going to be 23 or something like that. Anyway, what I do, I just Venmo on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Here's some cash. That's it. Because and I've been doing this for years. Once they turn adults, now I just get cash for them.
Is king.
I just send them cash. So
I agree.
To me, that's the same thing as a gift card. You know, here you go. You know, and then my wife, of course, will go out there and buy different gifts and try to be sentimental and all that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like, I just don't like to take the chance. Here you go. Here's some cash.
Here's how I feel.
Here's some cash. Well, here you go.
First off, and I don't even care if it's a gift card for a particular restaurant.
Yeah.
Everybody has to eat.
Absolutely.
You just do.
I'm going to be, so what's funny is today is the company Christmas party at Twigs, and I'm going to run into the mall real quick since I'm on that side of town and grab a couple gift cards for stocking stuffers for my wife.
Wow, look at you go.
Well, yeah, so she's wrapped up present-wise, but I got to get some stocking stuffers, and since I'm going to actually be at the mall, I might as well get it done. So... again, I'm okay with gift cards.
Let me ask. So I got you a couple of gifts for Christmas this season. Do you think those were okay, or would you have rather have received a gift card?
No, I liked them. I like thoughtfulness. I appreciate that. I do. It's on my key.
I got Rick a Christmas ornament with his name on it.
I know. I think it's awesome with the little microphone, and then my keychain also has a little microphone that says Rick. Those are cool. I like things like that, and so I'm okay with that. Now, if it was something so far left field,
what if I would have had it spelled? You know, your name is very unique in that you're just R-I-K. What if I would have had R-I-C-K?
Right there, you see.
I don't know. Would,
I'd be okay with that.
People misspell my name all the time.
I always laugh when people do R-I-C-K. But again, I always laugh because Rick's fake anyway. So, I mean, to me, how can I be upset about... Now, if it was my real name you misspelled it, then I'm like, okay, well... But if you misspell Rick, I can't be upset because it's fake.
I worked with a company for several years, and they gave me a going-away cake.
Yeah.
And my name was spelled with a Y.
I know. Because you're not... You're an I. Patty with an I.
I just am.
You're Patty with an I. But I also have a friend, Michelle, who's got the...
Does she spell her name? Is there not two L's?
There's
just
not two
one.
L's. It's the one. And I'm like, gosh, dang it, Michelle.
Have you misspelled her name?
No, because I know it's
you
an
know.
I know how she spells it, but it still makes me laugh.
And I really honestly don't care, but somebody pointed it out to me. They're like, oh, look how they misspelled your name on the cake. I was just grateful
I
got a cake.
Cake
you
is
know?
Cake. I will take... You can go R-I-C-K any day of the week, man. I'll take that
but
cake.
But I do remember it to this day.
Yeah, well, of course, because you can't forget those things. So we're kind of in agreement. I think a gift card is absolutely...
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. So you can chime in, 547-KORD, 547-5673, right there on the Facebook page. That is Other People's Problems. Chime in. Let us know what you would do in the situation. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027-KORD.
724, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. You got Rick, you got Patty. Light up Tri-Cities. I can't believe it's so close to Christmas. We are trying to get you $500 with some awesome decorations, Patty.
That's right. Send your awesome decoration display. Upload it on the KORD mobile app, or you can also do so at 1027KORD.com.
I love it. I can't believe the holidays are around the corner, but they sure are. And I know weather-wise, it doesn't feel like it right now. 45 degrees, cloudy sky. In the Tri-Cities, but next week will be Christmas at this time.
Can you believe it?
It'll be Christmas. It'll be Christmas and then New Year's. Well, tomorrow is Go Caroling Day. So
when's the last time you went Christmas caroling?
Since I was a kid. It's been a long time. We used to do church caroling. So the youth group, when I was in church as a kid, a teenager, we'd go out caroling, and we'd go caroling to the shut-ins, which was always nice. So you had the church parishioners that couldn't make it to service.
Yeah.
Then you'd go to their house and you would Christmas carol them. So as a youth group, we would go Christmas caroling. It was a lot of fun. Then you have hot cocoa.
I remember when my church group did it, we would go to the nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. That's a... another great, great place to be out there caroling. And I think people still do a lot of Christmas caroling. Now, one of the reasons why I don't really Christmas carol is because
I don't know the words.
I don't know the words, and then I'm a horrible singer. So I will 100% admit that I can't hold a tune. So it's like a frog croaking.
Nor can I. I know I ruin it.
It's like, even when I'm in church with the hymns, like no, I just look at the book, and they're like, and my wife's like, why are you not singing? I'm like, I
look like it. I just mouth it.
Yeah. I'm proud of my son Logan because he can hold a tune. I cannot hold a tune. I remember getting kicked out of fifth grade glee club or choir because couldn't hold a tune. Now, Mrs. Carroll, I've never forgotten Mrs. Carroll. She expected you in fifth grade to know the lyrics to Grand Old Flag or whatever, Rhinestone Cowboy, whatever we were singing.
Yeah.
There was no sheet music. You'd walk into glee club and she'd be like, okay, today we're doing Grand Old Flag. One, two, three.
You're like, where's the sheet? I need to know the words.
And she was like 80 plus years old. And I'm like, okay, we're getting kicked out of here real quick because we're just not
going
to be
I'm going old school, like Mayberry. Remember when they had to kick Barney out?
Yeah,
Andy, you sing his part.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So, and it's always fun watching people who really love singing but can't sing. That's always fun when you watch that on TikTok or video. Like, oh my gosh, this person can't sing. I never tell them they can't sing.
Well, American Idol.
Yeah.
But William Hung.
They made a whole show about that.
I know.
So is there a Christmas song or carol you always botch the lyrics? Oh yeah, I botch lyrics all the time.
Silent Night.
There's a ton of them. So we're going to take some calls, have some fun with you guys. 547-5673. Is there a Christmas song that you botch? We want to know. Mess up the lyrics? Oh, this will be... They should. Now, if they did a whole show on messing up lyrics, I'd be your Huckleberry.
I think you... Lori, who just called in, yeah. I'm sure Lori's got a story.
I bet she does. So we'll take some calls. 547-KORD. Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027-KORD.
27 KORD, Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 7:39, holidays around the corner. Always great to be with you. Right now, about 45 degrees, cloudy skies. Pretty mild for the most part. But if you're heading to the mountains, just be aware that there's
a lot
of road closures, a lot of delays and all that. And know before you go, always check the KORD mobile app. Well, tomorrow is Go Caroling Day. So that sounds like a lot of fun, but do you botch the lyrics when you're caroling?
Every time. Every time.
If I am going to sing, which I'm a horrible singer, I need to see the lyrics in front of me because guess what? I'm going to botch it if I don't have it. Even if I know the song for 20 years, I still need the lyrics in front of me.
Well, I know.
Yeah. I can't.
I'm the same.
I can't do it. Even on my favorite Christmas songs. And I only know, and the hilarity is
that, I only know the first verse. Right, I only know parts of songs.
I could never sing a song all the way through. So we've been having fun with you guys and taking calls and 547-KORD. So what lyrics do you botch? What lyrics do you mess up? What do you got for us?
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Really?
And White Tidings in the school. Merry Christmas. I don't know why. That's such a popular song. And I love Christmas music. I mean, I love it. I don't know what's up with that song.
I know. I love it. There you go. Thank you for the call. So, yeah, it's so easy to you know, it's like botching the birthday song. You know, you're like, happy birthday. What's the next lyric? Oh, yeah. You know, so easy to botch, right?
Absolutely.
Go Caroling Day. Been taking your calls. 547-KORD. Christmas songs that you mess up. What's the Christmas song you mess up?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Oh, yeah.
But the presents are so delightful. That's the one I mess up right.
It's the fire.
Yeah, that's right.
The fire is so delightful.
Yeah, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Absolutely. See, exactly. So... Oh, gosh. We could spend all day on this. Love it. 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way. Botching those Christmas carols. We're guilty here on the show as well. So what do you botch? We want to know. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027-KORD.
I Had Some Help, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD 752. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening this morning. Right now, 45 degrees and says here sunshine, so mostly cloudy and maybe some sun peeking through, I guess.
Hopefully so.
Hopefully so for the day for you there. All right, well, we know it's getting towards the end of December, and do you realize that a brand new survey says that 47% of workers do the bare minimum in December?
Oh, I get that.
I get that.
I understand. I totally understand that. I remember working a couple of years ago for different radio stations. I would literally take the month of December off.
Basically, right, exactly. So so brand new survey says that, yeah, almost 50% of workers do the bare minimum. 35% of employees believe it's never acceptable to ease up at work.
It's not.
You sick people. 35% of employees believe it's never acceptable. And workers are already saying that can wait until next year. On average of 16 times. That can wait till next year.
Realistically, in the grand scheme of things, you know, in our industry, though, everything is right now.
Yeah, and exactly. That's true. That is a good point. It is. It is.
Needed yesterday.
Need it now, right? Yes. Even when everybody's going to be gone, it's like, need it now. So, yeah, it happens in our industry just like that. So, 547 KORD. Have you ever checked out in December and right before another vacation and then had a major malfunction? You know, did something go wrong? You checked out. You're like, okay, I'm checking out. You can remain anonymous on the call.
We won't call you out.
We're not going to rat you out. But if you did that and you kind of like, oh, you know what? It is what it is. It is what it is. Take your calls, 547-KORD. Tell us the story.
So I was running production. I was running a press.
Okay.
And I cycled it. It came down. Apparently, my aerosol can was too close to it.
Okay.
And it came down and hit it. I'm like, well, okay, no biggie. You know, it's just leaking. So I didn't stop it. And about 2 feet away, I was using a torch, a flame. Well, apparently, I was too close because next thing I know, it went up in flames.
Oh, geez. Oh, wow. So, yeah, see, that when you're on a production line, like you're just telling us about, yeah, that's some dangerous work.
Well, you have to pull your part.
Yeah.
You just do.
Yeah, that's, you know, if someone's doing something like that, yeah, I don't want you checking out in December. I don't. So, brand new survey, 47% of people. They're just doing the bare minimum right now. We are too, just so you know. We are too. Hey, guilty as charged.
Uh-huh.
Guilty as charged. We're doing our big company lunch today at Twigs. So if you want to stop on by Twigs at 1.
That's how you're inviting everybody to the company party.
Hey, it's on our boss. I know Nick's listening right now. Nick, it's on you, man. Got a bunch of cord listeners coming. So just get a big table, man. Let's play. You know, you love it. Put the tables together, man. Put the tables together. So anyway, brand new survey there for you. About 50% of us are just hanging out right now. It's Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
For New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening on your morning commute. Lori, just want to wish you a happy holiday and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She's doing a great thing over there at Pasco School District, and we just want to say hello to her and appreciate her listening and hope you have a great holiday.
Technically, you know, they're on break for the holiday,
yeah.
But she's still working.
She's working. She's not in that 47% of people who've already checked out for December
absolutely
already.
Absolutely not.
She's not in that.
She's one of the people that just keeps giving. She's always there for you.
Yeah, she's awesome. We love you, Lori. Thank you so much for being a faithful cord listener. We appreciate you. You know, as we get towards Christmas and then we got the new year, the number one New Year's resolution, Patty,
is to lose weight, Rick.
That's right. And we've got the great way to do it because it happened to me. I lost over 20 pounds. Patty's lost near 60.
Creeping up on 60, man.
Yeah. And we did it thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. So if you're worried about the holidays, we got a plan for you.
Absolutely. Don't worry. We have you covered. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like Rick and I have done, Tri-Cities Weight Loss is the way to go. Give Ashley and Dr. Lopez a call, 509-410-0670. Listen, if I can do it, anybody can do it. You can too.
That's right. In a little less than a month or so, you're going to be down 30 pounds just like that. And of course, all you got to do, the nice thing is just follow the plan. That's
it. And it's real food. It's none of the prepackaged meals.
No,
there's
yeah.
no injections. You don't have to, you know, count calories or anything like that or your macros.
Yeah, don't have to exercise any of that stuff. And guess what? We feel like $1 million.
Even though you say you don't have to exercise, you are going to have so much energy, you're going to want to.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I've gotten back into the gym.
Absolutely. So that's why for your New Year's resolution, I know you're working on it. How about do it with Tri-Cities Weight Loss, right, Patty?
Yep, 509-410-0670. If you want to do some research before you go, get to tricitiesweightloss.com.
And when you call Ashley or Dr. Lopez, just let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
It's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty in the morning. Right now, 45 degrees for you and a gorgeous sunrise and sunshine.
Isn't it beautiful?
I can finally see. If you didn't know this, we're in new studios, so we're over here on Lewis Street, not A Street. So I don't get that perfect view that I once had.
I know, you miss it, huh?
I miss the river. Yeah, I miss the river view. So I could look outside and say, hey, it's raining, it's snowing, it's sunshine. And right now when I look at the weather forecast and it says, oh, it's sunny, and I'm like, well, I can't see nothing out there. And now I finally can see it. So anyway, enjoy the sunshine for sure. Sure does not feel like winter around these parts. But you
does
know
not.
What? All you got to do is head to the higher elevations, and Yakima got,
Ooh,
they got snow.
Yeah, I mean, they did.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Outside of the Tri-Cities, everybody else has got snow. So they're like, what are you guys talking about? Yeah, we got anywhere else. Pendleton, you name it, LeGrand, they all got snow. And Tri-Cities.
Well, 84 was shut down.
Yeah. Tri-Cities is just in this weird spot right now where we got nothing for you. All right, Debbie's got a situation as we get closer and closer to the holidays and Christmas next week. What about gift cards, right, Patty?
Rick and Patty, I was called a cop out yesterday because I bought gift cards for everyone for Christmas. My sister says that a gift card is the most unthoughtful gift you can buy for anybody. She says it takes no effort and says you just really don't care. Well, I disagree. I think a gift card is great because the recipient can buy whatever they want with it. Which side of the fence are you on? Hers or mine, Debbie in Walla Walla.
All right, we're going to tie this off. What are people saying right there on our Facebook page?
So, Michelle says, children get gifts. Adults, gift cards are fine, but I prefer to buy them to the recipient's favorite coffee shop or restaurant, not just a generic Walmart card.
I like what Carrie says. It could go both ways. It's more about listening when the clues are dropped of what they want. If you're around them and they often and you know where their place to go is, like Red Robin, then get a gift card, and that's from Carrie.
Mary says, it depends on the person. Some will be okay with gift cards. Some would like a little more thought put into it, but you shouldn't buy everyone gift cards. And Delavan says, well, I wouldn't get her nothing then.
Wow. Lindsay says, my husband and I got gifts for some people and gift cards for the rest. It's the thought that counts. I'm not really sure where we lost that mentality. If someone gets you anything, just be grateful. I always ask for gift cards, and what shows you care is that you got something in the first place. And that's from Lindsay.
Lisa says, I'm with you. I like gift cards. And Tina says, gift cards are great. It's the thought that counts. The fact that they thought of you at all. They can get what they want.
That's right. Sierra also says, I like gift cards. A lot of gift cards.
Most people say they're okay.
We just had a recent survey that said like 50% of people have no problem getting gift cards because then, you know, you can go buy what you want,
exactly.
Basically.
I totally agree with
that. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just easier to do that because a great example, let's say I got a gift card for my wife at Z Salon. Well, guess what? I don't know what she's going to get. The Pamper package, I don't know.
You can get whatever service you want.
Right. I know nothing about what they offer.
Listen,
so get the gift card, right?
I'll take a gift card over socks any day.
Yeah, because then you can go buy what you want. So, Debbie, we did our best to solve this for you, and good luck. We're all saying it's okay with gift cards. That was kind of a mixed bag today, But what do you guys think? Let us know. 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty. 1027-KORD.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for New Country. 1027 KORD.